Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Go to the kgov.com website, click on the store, look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products, or give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. Look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products. Sign up for a subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the Best of Bob, and get a free video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more, get a free video. Our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church since Thursday is Theology Thursday, and Friday is Real Science Radio. We've decided to begin our telethon early, so today is January 31st, 2017, and here's what we'll do. First, a few comments on the three top likely nominees by Donald Trump for the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy that he said that he will announce this evening during prime time. And so we'll talk about them. Denver's own Neil Gorsuch and Alabama's William Pryor. We have history with Pryor. And then there is Pittsburgh's Thomas Hardiman. And, you know, conservatives, they say, well, the reason that you should vote for this candidate, even though he stands against so many of your non-negotiables, is because of the Supreme Court justices you're going to get. This is why. And so that's why a lot of conservatives will vote for whomever, and then they get David Souter, and then they get John Roberts. Remember that? We were among the few conservative outlets warning about John Roberts, and he was confirmed, and of course he upheld Obamacare. So anyway, we'll talk about those three justices for things that you may recall or you might not know about them. And also, like I said, we have history with William Pryor. But first, a little bit of news. I said Friday is our science show, Real Science Radio. Coming up in a few weeks, we will have a man who started a firm in Boulder to help treat people who have cancer. We've been doing these shows on targeted antibodies, and it's stunning what is going on. Here's the latest news out of England, and this is from January 26th, 2017. Two babies suffering from leukemia have been cured by targeted antibodies. Now, leukemia in young children is something that, you know, old-style poisons, chemotherapy, they've been able to use and get a cocktail of four different kinds of drugs, and they've done pretty well with, but sometimes the side effects have been severe. Here we have targeted antibody treatment, which has minimal side effects because this is precision treatment, and now a world first, two babies in London suffering from leukemia have been cured. And if you're interested, go to our website, kgov.com/targeted antibodies, and you'll see we link to so many of the astounding results of these studies. It's absolutely exhilarating because scientists are using the immune system basically that God designed. God made us, and we have a brilliant design. And for decades, it was thought, well, you know, evolution puts together one kludge after another. Our eyes are wired backwards. Everything is wrong. The immune system doesn't really work well. So let's try something else. Let's try poison instead. or let's try radiation. And so breaking through that mindset were some pioneers who said, no, let's go back to the immune system. Let's see what it can do. And so up in Boulder, Colorado, there is Archer DX, and they're the ones who worked with other partners to save from the precipice of death this 12-year-old girl, Zeta. Doug McBurney and I went to Boulder for a banquet in her honor. It was a fundraiser just some weeks ago. So at any rate, on that same page, you can see scans of her tumors. In early October 2016, her father was looking to see which hospice he should put his daughter into. Imagine how devastating that would be. And then 3 weeks later, you see the scans of her where 85% of the tumors are gone in 3 weeks. Stunning. And so the CEO of Archer DX, Jason Myers, will be here in studio for a Real Science Radio episode coming up within a few weeks. So you want to hear that. That's going to be a fabulous program. And so now, before the telethon, we mentioned our $30,000 telethon goal, how vital it is. And we're going to be going through some of our pages on our website, kgov.com, that explain how to use our website. At church a few weeks ago, I suggested, you know what would be awesome? If we were to build on the internet a website that could provide the Christian worldview for hundreds of different topics and take the objections by the left and respond to them and provide the evidence for a Judeo-Christian worldview. Wouldn't that be great? But it probably would take us, well, maybe 25 years. So people in the congregation, you could see their shoulders just sagged a little. Like, oh no, not another project. We've put the signs on the mountain. We're just tired. 25 years. But then I said, oh, wait a minute. We've already done it. It's online already. It's called kgov.com. So we're going to begin by going through the about page, kgov.com/about, so you could get a tutorial in how to find the most incredible, valuable resources at our website. We're getting ready to start a series on quantum mechanics. And what does quantum mechanics tell us about reality, about the world that we live in? We're getting ready to start a series on Egyptology and the evidence that is continuously being unearthed from the sands of Egypt, that it's simply stunning to see, among other things, the genius of ancient man and how you go back further and further and you don't see that men were just grunting and climbing out of caves, but you see that they were brilliant, brilliant, like the ancient Babylonians knowing calculus and the Pythagorean theorem a couple thousand years before Europe is figuring out how to do calculus. The Babylonians had it. So real fun stuff. But before we get to that, and of course the purpose of that is to talk about our telethon, our $30,000 goal, our subscriptions, videos, and our topical videos that every month people could decide one or two videos per month of the most astounding science videos and dealing with the politics that we find ourselves wrapped up in day in and day out. But before that, Donald Trump, his team has leaked the names of three that are at the top of his list of likely nominees: William Pryor and Neil Gorsuch and Thomas Hardiman. So let's talk about these guys. William Pryor first, from Alabama. I said we have history with him. You know, he's a poster child for how conservative Christians get treated the way James Dobson described, where we get taken out for the election, but then like somebody who's embarrassed of us and they drop us off. Now, I know that it's not obvious that that's happening yet, but with William Pryor being at the top of the list, William Pryor is the judge who removed Judge Roy Moore from his seat as the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama. Did you know that about William Pryor? William Pryor is one of the judges who ruled that Terri Schiavo could be starved to death. Did you know that about William Pryor? For some bizarre reason, you know, Judge Roy Moore has been a hero to so many. And the judge who removed him from his lawful seat as the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama, the Supreme Court, that's William Pryor. And the same conservative Christian leaders who love Judge Roy Moore, they love William Pryor. And you got to wonder, are they paying attention to what's happening? The same conservative Christian leaders who were distraught over Terri Schiavo being starved to death are the same Christian leaders who lobbied for William Pryor to become a federal judge and an appellate judge. The same ones. And you wonder, well, if William Pryor is moving against Judge Roy Moore, which, by the way, in Alabama, you run for that office, Chief Justice, and he was removed, and he ran, and he was reelected. So once again, he's the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama, and he's been on this show. And we are thrilled with the interaction we've been able to have and the influence we've been able to have on Judge Roy Moore. But why take the bureaucrat who kicked Judge Roy Moore off of his lawful seat as the Chief Justice and say, well, William Pryor is one of our heroes. We want him on the Supreme Court. Why take one of the judges who starved to death by judicial decree, Terri Schiavo, and say, we want him on the U.S. Supreme Court? Why would you do that? We are told that the reason that you need to vote for a candidate that you don't really support is that you got to remember the judges that'll get on the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, I do remember the judges like David Souter and John Roberts and a whole host of others, because a lot of Republicans don't like Roe v. Wade. Well, that was written by a Republican judge, and it was passed by a Republican majority. 5 out of the 9 voted for Roe v. Wade were Republican judges. And I have a whole host of rulings that one after another, including Obamacare, that are horrific, that are passed by Republicans and by the judges that we put in office. So that brings us down to who? Thomas Hardiman in Pittsburgh. You know, there are some conservatives who are saying that of all the judges that Trump listed, he might be one of the worst of the bunch, reminiscent of another David Souter. Now, how could that be? Because they say he's a hero because he doesn't rule in favor of convicted murderers. Nowadays, it doesn't take much to make you a hero. If a woman doesn't have an abortion, they say she's a hero. Isn't that weird? Wouldn't that be like in Germany, if you don't kill a Jew, you're a hero? Or if you don't lynch a black man, you're a hero. Doesn't that just make you a human being? It's like the lowest rung on what qualifies you to be a human being is that you don't murder people. So a judge who doesn't rule in favor of convicted murderers. But then again, remember the judge in California who baked a cake for the murderer? Remember that? He baked him a cake. If I knew you were a murderer, I'd have baked you a cake. He was about to sentence him, and he did, to 58 years in prison. So he brings into the courthouse this cake. And after he sentenced him to 58 years, and we've got this at kgov.com/cake. Whatever you need, you look it up at the website. He baked a cake, brought it in, sentenced the murderer who was convicted to 58 years in prison, and then he scooted the victim's family out of the courtroom, got them out real quick. And the judge officiated at a wedding for the murderer. And when he pronounced them man and wife, he then served them their wedding cake that he baked at home and brought in for the occasion. Now, is that bizarre or what? The victim's family, when they heard what the judge did, they were just beside themselves with grief. That this murderer who murdered one of their family members. I mean, it's got to be quite a crime today to get 58 years in jail. It's almost like you killed a dog or something. Maybe nowadays, if a judge doesn't rule in favor of a murderer, maybe that makes him a hero. But this judge has a few strikes against him. Well, for example, one of his supporters is a judge. See if you recognize this name. Marianne Trump Barry. You recognize that name? Marianne Trump Barry? She's a federal judge. She's Donald Trump's sister. Donald Trump's sister, as a federal judge, overturned New Jersey's ban on partial birth abortion. And New Jersey's liberal, but partial birth abortion is so disgusting. Late-term baby, the way they kill those babies. So the legislature, of course, they should have protected every child. Insist that every child be protected by love and by law. But they didn't. They passed a ban on partial birth abortion. And Donald Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Barry, struck it down, saying that it was vague. How's that one? Donald Trump has said about his sister that she would make an excellent U.S. Supreme Court justice. So she would rather keep legal this infanticide, this brutal baby butchery. And Trump thinks that she would be a great Supreme Court justice. So since it's maybe a little too much, even for Donald Trump, to nominate his own sister to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice, if he can't do that, at least he can nominate a judge that Marianne Trump Barry is supporting for the Supreme Court. He had an opinion allowing a self-described effeminate homosexual. This guy's employer thought that a man should look and speak and act in a certain way. And so Hardiman disagreed with the employer. Anyway, warning signs galore with him. Warning signs galore with William Pryor. Not warning signs, just horrific. Just horrific. And then there's, who else is there? Oh, Denver's own Neil Gorsuch. Now, how about Neil Gorsuch? What has he written on about Roe v. Wade? What has he written on? You know, Ronald Reagan had the opportunity to nominate a U.S. Supreme Court justice, and he chose a gal from Arizona who had voted twice to uphold for abortion. And he said, in fact, he was talking to Jerry Falwell, the leader of the Moral Majority, and he called Jerry Falwell up. And the reason I know this is because I heard it from Jerry Falwell. You could hear it, get a documentary. You could hear him tell the story, his own account. And he said, I was on vacation with my wife. Ronald Reagan called. He said he had the pick for the Supreme Court, but it's someone that you won't like, Jerry. You're not going to like this pick, but I have a favor to ask you. Will you please remain silent? Don't say anything. Just we'll see what happens. So Jerry Falwell said, fine. We get Sandra Day O'Connor, who's radically pro-abortion. And years later, Jerry Falwell said, you know, if I had it to do over again, I would have done the same exact thing. How could he possibly say that? Unless they really don't act like these are children who are being dismembered. So anyway, that brings us to Denver's Neil Gorsuch. And he's written a ruling which states, and often when you get into these rulings, you find out that there are process reasons. But he wrote a ruling against assisted suicide, which today is pretty amazing. That's great. He has never written about Roe v. Wade. So it's not known what his position would be on abortion. You would think that if we were at a time in our history where blacks were being lynched, you would want to know if a judge thought that was okay or not. You would think if you were in Germany and there was a hatred of Jews, you'd want to know if a judge hated Jews or not. You'd want to know. So here in America, we have an epidemic of children being dismembered, and with Neil Gorsuch, we don't know. And it's been reported, and I think this is true, that there are very few in pro-life circles who care that we don't know what Neil Gorsuch's position is on abortion. Why would they not care? I thought we're told that that's the number one reason why we're voting. And if you get it wrong, like with Antonin Scalia, who rejected the right to life of the unborn child, if you get it wrong, like with John Roberts, who not only rejects the unborn child's right to life, but upheld Obamacare. If you get it wrong with David Souter, if you get it wrong with Samuel Alito, on and on and on, then these affect the moral health of the nation for decades. But pro-life leaders seem to be satisfied with just the seat at the table. Whether we win or not, that's not relevant. So those are the news stories that I was hoping to share with you, and the excitement about the continued march toward a revolution in cancer treatment with targeted antibodies, with the two babies who were suffering from leukemia in London and now have been cured. Just stunning. And so I look forward to the show we'll be doing on a Friday coming up soon to bring you up to date on the latest on that front with the CEO of Archer DX up in Boulder. Okay, now to our telethon. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have for 25 years done our best to lay out what is a Christian worldview. And we realize that believers can't stand up for a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview, if they don't know what it is. And if you don't know what a Christian worldview is, that indicates that really you don't know right from wrong. And not knowing right from wrong is devastating for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what we have done on our about page, kgov.com/about, sure, we have to give some bio information, interviews that I've been interviewed and interviews I've done, and Real Science Radio, Bob and Yurt Live, the quotes about our show, like in the Denver Post. In the 1990s, they described me as Denver's own Rush Limbaugh, and they meant it as an insult. We took it as a compliment from them. What do they know? In 2015, the London Times described me as an evangelical Dirty Harry. We took that as a compliment too. I mean, why not? As we put it, we were deplorable before deplorable was cool. And the longtime editorial page editor of the Rocky Mountain News and then of the Denver Post too, Vincent Carroll, corroborated this when he said that NER is a living cultural symbol of what many in America's elite find repulsive. How's that? You know, you could learn a lot about a man by the kind of enemies he keeps. And so here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have debated prominent advocates of many controversial issues. And Lord willing, we'll be able to continue with our science front, our theology front, and our Christian worldview front. But what I'd like to do is share with you, we have on this page, kgov.com/about, we have our top 12 contributions by our own estimation, of course, the 12 most significant contributions to the world, to the body of Christ, that in a quarter of a century, this radio program and our Denver Bible Church have made. So we want to share those 12 contributions with you, and then another list of a dozen of our top accomplishments. And these are by, again, our estimation. These will be in no particular order. But the top 12 contributions, we believe, are in a prioritized order. So that, for example, when you get to number 9, you find out about our work on the hydroplate theory. The hydroplate theory, that's number 9. Shouldn't that be number 1 or 2 or 3? That's number 9 because of all the significant teachings and efforts and seminars and videos that come before that. And so then what comes after the global flood? What's 10, 11, and 12? Well, we'll be doing this tomorrow, and then the top accomplishments. And I'd like your input, actually, on should we prioritize these. There are folks in the audience who look at what we list as our top accomplishments, and some of them, they anger people. And they say, you did what? We did what? Yeah, we did this, and we're presenting it as though we're so excited and happy, and it gets people upset. But truth is unavoidably offensive to those who hate the truth. As Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So tomorrow, that's our plan for Wednesday's broadcast, and we look forward to presenting to you the resources that we've been developing now for 25 years. So that as you go about your life, when you need a tool, when you need information, when you need a response to a friend or somebody on the internet, you'll know how to find it, how easy it is, and how powerful it could be. So this is Bob Benyard for Doug McBurney, Fred Williams, and the whole crew. May God bless you.